It turns out illegal aliens are being smuggled into the U.S. by Americans. It's Monday, April 3rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. As you know, there's no shortage of frustration and even outrage with the lagging performance of Texas public schools. But you'd never know it looking at how much money school superintendents are making. We'll get to that, but first up, the latest voting fad being pursued by leftists is ranked choice voting. In the best of circumstances, it's counterintuitive and confusing. In response, the Texas Senate has approved a ban on the voting method from being used in the Lone Star State. Ranked choice voting is sometimes called preferential voting. It allows voters to rank candidates for an elected office in order of preference. This prevents a runoff election in the event no one receives a majority. Advocates claim it increases voter participation, costs less, and provides more immediate results. Opponents, however, say just the opposite. They say it actually suppresses participation and disenfranchises voters through ballot exhaustion. That's when people see their ballots tossed out because their first choice didn't win and they didn't rank all the other lesser candidates in their minds. Critics also argue it's inherently confusing, that it reduces trust in the electoral process, and it allows candidates who aren't supported by a majority of voters to win elections by denying head-to-head comparisons of top vote-getters. So last week, the Texas Senate passed Senate Bill 921 by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola. It prohibits the use of ranked choice voting anywhere in Texas. The legislation passed the state's upper chamber by a vote of 21-9, meaning it received the approval of all 19 Republicans and 2 Democrats. Similar legislation by State Representative Briscoe Kane of Deer Park has been left pending in the Texas House. Another Texas teacher has been charged with possessing and distributing child pornography. Law enforcement officers have arrested Daniel Byrd, 29, a science teacher in the Navasota Independent School District, after he was caught downloading and sharing child porn via online chat groups. According to federal prosecutors, Byrd used the TikTok and Telegram messaging apps to view and download pornographic images of children and then shared the images in other online chat groups. If convicted, Byrd faces up to 20 years in prison. Navasota school officials say they placed him on administrative leave when they learned of the charges, and they don't believe any district students were victimized. Other Texas educators recently caught possessing and distributing child porn include an athletic trainer in Belton, an orchestra director also from Belton, 2 teachers from the DFW Metroplex, and a teacher from the Valentine ISD. School superintendent salaries continued to soar in Texas, with the highest paid salary topping $500,000. Newly released data from the Texas Education Agency for the current school year shows 5 superintendents with salaries above $400,000 a year and another 72 making at least $300,000. In the previous school year, there were only 60 superintendents making at or above $300,000. Texas' highest paid school superintendent is Mark Henry of Cypress Fairbanks ISD. He pulls down a base salary of $521,000. That's his base salary. Administrators' lucrative salaries are supplemented by benefits like insurance, pension contributions, and allowances for cars, phones, and even housing. They often include hefty retention bonuses as well. James Quintero of the Texas Public Policy Foundation recently noted that the state's third highest paid superintendent is Islada ISD's Xavier De La Torre. He receives a salary of $442,000 a year, while just 51% of the district's 36,000 students can read at or above grade level. Half the students are reading below grade level, but at least the adults are taken care of, right? This is just another reminder that public education has more to do with the employment of adults than the academic achievement of the students. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Even as Texas lawmakers debate potential solutions to the border crisis brought on by President Joe Biden, law enforcement officers in Kinney County are capturing Americans taking part in the smuggling of illegal aliens into the country. Kinney County is located between two legal ports of entry, and officials there tell Texas Scorecard they're seeing increasing numbers of human smuggling operations. In just the last half of March, 24 Texans were arrested for smuggling in dozens of illegal aliens. For example, there was a woman from Marshall, Texas, who was taken into custody after she was discovered smuggling in 9 illegal aliens. A Houston woman led law enforcement officers on a chase through Kinney County with 9 other illegal aliens in her car. 2 brothers from Montgomery County were arrested for smuggling 8 illegal aliens in, and they were aided by a sister and a girlfriend. I guess you can say crime runs in that family. We should be glad that even while the Biden administration refuses to address the crisis at the border, there are some diligent men and women on the ground along the border, like those in Kinney County, who are doing what they can to protect our state. It's a very dangerous work, and we appreciate them doing it. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Daryl Frost, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great week.
Listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.